This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. The return of Tot Mom. It feels like a dirt sandwich in my mouth. The return of Tot Mom. TikTok stardom ahead as Casey Anthony haters beg, please go away. I'm Nancy Grace. This is Crime Stories. Thank you for being with us. That brings it back home to the discovery, and I went and looked at the spot where Kelly Anthony's body was bagged in trash bags from Tot Mom Casey Anthony's home and thrown in a swampy area covered in trash and used tires, just out in a swamp. And that is where Kelly decomposed. This beautiful little girl, the shining light of her grandparents' eyes in a swamp, decaying. And now this.
I am a legal advocate. I am a researcher. I've been in the legal field since 2011. And in this capacity, I feel that it's necessary if I'm going to continue to operate appropriately as a legal advocate that I start to advocate for myself and also advocate for my daughter.
Okay. Well, I need to see that again. That's from Casey Anthony's official TikTok account at @CaseyAnthony_Substack. P.S. If you don't know what Substack means, it means money to her in her pocket. I'll explain, but I've got to see this again.
I am a legal advocate. I am a researcher. I've been in the legal field since 2011. And in this capacity, I feel that it's necessary if I'm going to continue to operate appropriately as a legal advocate that I start to advocate for myself and also advocate for my daughter.
Okay, that's from Tot Mom Casey Anthony's TikTok account at @CaseyAnthony_Substack. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Legal advocate? No, you're not. You were tried for the murder of your little girl. Legal advocate, my rear end. And whoa, did I hear her say she's been involved? Let me look at this. In the legal system since 2011. You mean when you were tried for murder? Joining me, an all-star panel. But I just want to remind everybody what this is really about. No one would even know her name if it weren't for this.
There's something wrong. I found my daughter's car today, and it smells like there's been a dead body in the damn car.
Okay, what is the three-year-old's name?
Kaylee. C-A-Y-L-E-E. Anthony.
Kaylee Anthony?
Yes.
Okay, is she white, black, or Hispanic?
She's white.
How long has she been missing for?
I have not seen her since the 7th of June.
What is her date of birth?
2005.
That is Cindy Anthony, Kelly's grandmother, calling, reporting her missing, not Tot Mom, her own mother. Advocate for my daughter? Advocate for my daughter? Who called 911? Not you. Listen.
She's in the baby took her a month ago. She's been missing for a month ago.
Okay, I understand. Can you calm down for me for just a minute? And just, I need to know what's going on, okay? I'm going to try and talk.
I'm sorry. I really can
advocate for my daughter. Joining me, Joe Scott Morgan, renowned death investigator, professor at Jacksonville State University, author of Blood Beneath My Feet on Amazon, and star of Body Bags with Joe Scott Morgan. Reality check. You know, finding out that Tot Mom is offering a Substack, in other words, you go listen to her and she gets money. By the way, Joe Scott, already, just her announcement has racked up over 3 million views. She gets paid for that if there are ads in there. all that money is going into her pocket. Harsh reality. No one would even know her name if she had not been charged with murdering her daughter. Tell me what happened to Kelly.
I can tell you what the end result was. All we have left now are skeletal remains, period. As a matter of fact, her body, Nancy, was so badly decayed after they recovered it from that brushy area out there in that swamp-like environment that they could not even come to a conclusion about what her specific cause of death. It's non-specified homicidal means, and it's absolutely...
Joe Scott, excuse me, wasn't duct tape wrapped around the baby's mouth and nose with a heart sticker stuck on it. That gives me a pretty good idea as to how she died. You think you could survive with duct tape wrapped around your nose and mouth?
I'll go one better than that, Nancy. It wasn't around her nose and mouth. It was around her skull. Just let that sink in just for a second. That's what was done to this child. She's cast off like garbage, Nancy. And then, you know, insult to injury here. We're talking a month down range before anyone says peep about her missing. And all the while, she's been out there just in a state of decay, Nancy. And as you know, Florida is a very harsh environment. There was hardly anything left that scientifically we could really hang our hats on to try to understand what had actually happened to her.
You know, just saying that, Joe Scott Morgan, and think about it. Every day, Tot Mom, Casey Anthony would pass that spot. As I said, it's about 10 houses down from the Anthony home, and you come out of their cul-de-sac, and if you turn right, well, you have to pass it. Do you know, Jessica, I don't think I've ever told you this, I have never been back to where my fiance was murdered. Never.
Yeah.
I don't think I could stand to look at it and know that's where he was murdered. But she passed this every day and never said a word day by day. Think about it, Joe Scott. As each hour passes, what happened to Kelly's body? When did flies show up and lay eggs? When did her flesh start slipping off of her body? I know it's harsh, Joe Scott, but this is the reality.
Yeah, you're right. And in that environment, it's so harsh down there, Nancy. And to think that this person could have moved back and forth across this and, you know, court said that she didn't know, or that at least they didn't find her guilty of it. But come on, give me a break. You know, you're driving by this every single day and that precious little angel is out there in a state of decay. I can't even begin to plumb the depths of how evil.
What happens first, Joe Scott? What happens first? When her body is in that bag, what happens in the first 5 hours of her body being in that bag?
Yeah, just within the first 5 hours, particularly in Florida, you're going to have the presence of flies being attracted to this area. And people say, well, she's in a bag. You know, flies always find a way. They get in and then they begin, or they kind of aid in this process of decomposition. And it sped up very, very quickly in that environment, Nancy, and having worked in Louisiana that's very similar to this, I've actually seen flies laid on the eyes and the mouth and the nose within 3 hours of death.
Yet today, Tot Mom Casey Anthony returns to TikTok stardom. Listen.
There are people close to me who have been targeted and attacked recently. There are also people close to me who have had some recent things occur. And when necessary, people needed to step up, myself included.
That is from at Casey Anthony underscore Substack. Okay, I just heard her say there are people close to me that have been targeted. Like Kelly?
Is your daughter there?
I'm on the phone with them.
Is your daughter there?
Yes.
Can I speak with her? Do you mind if I speak with her? Thank you.
I called them 2 hours ago. They haven't gotten here. They finally admitted them there. He took her a month ago.
Ma'am.
Okay, they're here to talk. They want to talk to you. Answer the question.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi. What can you tell me what's going on a little bit?
I'm sorry?
Can you tell me a little bit what's going on?
My daughter's been missing for the last 31 days. Yes.
And you know who has her?
I know who has her. I've tried to contact her. I actually received a phone call today now from a number that is no longer in service. I did get to speak to my daughter for about a moment, about a minute.
Okay, did you guys call and report a vehicle stolen?
Yes, my mom did.
All of that is a lie. She is describing her daughter being taken by the nanny, and today she's saying people close to me have been targeted and attacked. Really? What about Zenaida Fernandez Gonzalez? That's a real person that was attacked and wrongly named by her as a kidnapper. That's a real person. That's a woman wandering around minding her own business. They got dragged into Top Mom Casey Anthony's vortex. Listen, she even spells the name for Pete's sake.
Who has her? Do you have a name?
Her name is Zenaida Fernandez Gonzalez.
Who is that? Babysitter?
She's been my nanny for about a year and a half, almost 2 years.
Yeah, why are you calling now? Why didn't you call 31 days ago?
I've been looking for her and have gone through other resources to try to find her, which is stupid.
Okay. Can you give me the name of the nanny again? Like, spell it out for me.
Zenaida, Zenaida.
Last name?
Fernandez. Gonzalez.
Man, what a liar. She even knows how to put the hyphen Gonzalez. There's actually a real person out there named Zenaida Fernandez Gonzalez. And isn't it true? Tashana Butler joining me right now, investigative reporter, WFTV, Channel 9, Florida, this jurisdiction, that when the apartment where Tot Mom says she dropped off baby Kelly was found by police, it had been vacant for 140 days. 140 days. No one had lived there. Then when she took police to where she worked, to Universal Studios, she got all the way in the car with the cops, all the way to the security gate, all the way through the security gate to the building, out of the car, walking in the building to find her boss. And she says, okay, you got me. I haven't worked here in 3 years. All the time wearing her Universal uniform with her tag, her parents thinking she worked while she sat on the sofa and ate chips while they paid for Kelly. Isn't all of that true?
That is all true. I remember back then. I mean, I did nothing but this story for 3 years here in Orlando. And I remember when we talked to the investigators after all of this happened, they said they had never met a better liar than Casey Anthony, that she was so stuck to those stories, even when they were going through Universal and she said, oh yeah, I don't work here. She was so defiant, they said, about the story she was telling, almost looking at them like, you're a bunch of idiots. Hear what I'm saying. This is what happened. And she stuck to those stories. And they said that she was, it was a tough interview. I mean, look at her. You wouldn't think that she would be so married to those stories that these investigators could break her. They said she just kept going and kept going and kept going with those stories, that she either believed those lies or was just dead set on trying to make sure everyone else believed him too.
I literally have nothing right now. I'm so hurt by everything. I watched that episode of Nancy Grace and the stuff that was being said about me. And you guys are not understanding my side on this.
What side is that? That you murdered your daughter and left it to decay in a swamp 10 houses down from the Anthony home and then went by her every day? Wait, maybe you didn't drive by it every day, because in those 31 days that your daughter was decomposing, you were slung up at your boyfriend's house with all of his roommates. That's romantic. And according to him, you never acted like anything was wrong at all. I guess it bothers me more that Kelly was decomposing with flies all over her body while you were making spaghetti for him and his roommates. Okay, that said, in the last hours, Tot Mom Casey Anthony's return to stardom, TikTok fame. Yes, it's real. Listen.
For those of you who don't know, my name is Casey Anthony. My daughter is Kaylee Anthony. My parents are George and Cindy Anthony. This is not about them. This is not in response to anything that they have said or done. That's not to say that I'm not going to respond at some point to some of the things that they have said and done.
That was from the TikTok account at @CaseyAnthony_Substack. Speaking of George Anthony, that you dragged through the mud, your own father, listen.
I remember being asked about this at the very beginning when I talked about walking up to that car and getting about 3 feet away from it and the smell that emanated from that car. I could smell it 3 feet away on the passenger side. When I opened up that car door, yeah, it smelled like decomposition, human decomposition.
That's George Anthony, who I consider to be a friend. From our friends at WESH, WESH2 News, but he had to take the stand and describing the overwhelming smell of human decomposition during the search for his granddaughter. And straight out to Shannon Butler of WFTV, that car that smelled of human decomp, whose car was that?
Casey Anthony's.
Speaking of George, listen.
In Casey Anthony's version of events, on June 16th, 2008, Casey Anthony claims she wasn't feeling well and got Kaylee to lay down with her. Anthony claims she was woken by her father shaking her and asking where Kaylee was.
Casey Anthony claims she saw her father, George Anthony, holding Kaylee and that Kaylee was soaking wet. She further claims that George Anthony handed Kaylee to her, saying it was all her fault. She claims George didn't want to call 911 and wasn't trying to resuscitate her, so she left and stayed with her boyfriend at the time, Tony Lazaro. For the next 31 days, she claimed she believed Kaylee was alive.
Okay, let me understand this. You're the defense attorney, Troy Slayton. So she says she laid down for a nap, woke up, Kaylee was gone, and her dad said everything will be okay after she sees Kaylee lifeless and drenched, soaked with water. So she says, okay, and goes and slings up with the boyfriend for the next month. Just yes, no. Does that make sense to you?
Her grandparents took care of Kaylee all the time. This was not unusual. She was at their house. She was with them. She was an integral part of the family. And it's not unusual for grandparents to look after their granddaughter. And this is a single mother.
I just want to see if he's keeping a straight face right now. Wait, Troy, do you have children? I believe you do, don't you?
I absolutely do.
Oh, okay. So you see your child lifeless, drenched, soaked in water. And what do you do? You leave and sling up at your lover's apartment for 31 days? What are you babbling about? What is this gibberish?
The jury disagreed with you and agreed with her.
I'm asking you right now, does it make sense to you? Is that what you would do if you saw your child lifeless, drenched,
I knew that my child was dead. But you know what's really interesting is that 31 days.
What's interesting?
Suddenly the grandparents are calling the police, crying in tears 31 days after their granddaughter, who was with them all the time, is gone. Suddenly on this 31st day, they're calling the police.
That's not what happened. Shannon Butler joining me. Let me refresh your recollection, Troy Slayton. Shannon, WFTV, isn't it true that during those 31 days, Top Mom Casey Anthony would repeatedly tell her mother, oh, we're here, we're there, we're at the grocery store, we're at Target. Oh, the nanny has her at the beach. She lied throughout and would never let Grandma Cindy Anthony speak to Kelly. Isn't that true?
That is correct. I mean, she did give her parents a lot of stories pretending that Kaylee was okay. I think that the parents were concerned about it, but there was no indication at that point that she was missing or had disappeared. So it took some time. In their defense, you know, it took some time because of the stories that Casey was telling them.
They had no reason to think anything was amiss. Back to Rob Dick joining me. This is Top Mom's former bodyguard, now owner of Renegade Investigations. As a matter of fact, isn't it true that when you dealt with Top Mom Casey Anthony, she acted cool as a cucumber, like nothing was wrong the entire time, that entire 31 days that she apparently had this baby, she acted like nothing was wrong. My point is her demeanor. What was her demeanor when you were around her, Rob Dick?
Definitely not a person who is, quote, missing a child. I mean, she never acted like that. She acted like there was nothing wrong. Kaylee's name never came up. I mean, this is the time when she's locked away in jail, comes out, her first public exposure. I mean, what would a normal mother do? Be asking, where are we at? What's going on? Anybody heard anything? Not once is she bringing up Kaylee.
You mean you had her in the car with you? You drove her to her parents' home where she has been freeloading for years. At any point with her in the car, did she cry? Did she seem upset? Did she say, I've got to go find my daughter. I can't find Kaylee. Where's Kaylee? Have you heard about Kaylee? What's the latest? I didn't have TV. I didn't have radio. What's happening with my daughter? Did that ever happen, Rob Dick?
Not once. Not once did she bring her up or even seem to care about looking for her. It was George and Cindy that were trying to find any details, not her.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. Now, Rob Dick, she says she is a legal advocate for her daughter.
I am a legal advocate. I am a researcher. I've been in the legal field since 2011. And in this capacity, I feel that it's necessary if I'm going to continue to operate appropriately as a legal advocate that I start to advocate for myself. And also advocate for my daughter.
Advocate for your daughter. Legal advocate, my rear end. Your exposure to the justice system was when you were tried for murder. That is from at @CaseyAnthony_Substack. And it will be a cold day in H-E-double-L before I listen to one episode and give one red penny to Tot Mom.
How long has she been missing for?
My daughter's been missing for the last 31 days.
Why are you calling now? Why didn't you call 31 days ago?
I've been looking for her, which is stupid.
Lies, all lies. I want you to see on Twitter what populated last night, and I couldn't agree with you more. Chris says, Nancy, Casey Anthony's on TikTok claiming to be a legal advocate. Justice for Peyton. When she said she was advocating for her daughter, I felt physically ill. Seeing her follower count up to over 40,000 is nauseated. What the F is wrong with these people? Camping life with all the lies she told about her daughter? Who would believe a word she says? Sandy Cole, I couldn't stomach sending you the video, but guess who's made a social media appearance and claiming to be a legal advocate? I hope you're sitting down. Yalala says, where is Nancy Grace? Why is Casey Anthony on TikTok trying to make a platform for herself? Go yell at her. Don't worry. I will. Lauren Conlon, I can't wait to hear you break down her filthy lies. Okay, let me go to my colleague, Joe Scott Morgan, just for another reality check, Joe Scott. While we are watching Tot Mom Casey Anthony's return to stardom and TikTok fame, I never actually thought those words would come out of my mouth, but they are. This isn't her first stab at making money off her dead daughter. Again, how was Kaylee's body found? Just turned three. She's about that big right there, listening.
Yeah, she's found decomposing in the swamp, Nancy, after being cast off. But I've got one more for you as well. Going back to what Rob had said earlier, with her in the car with him, her reaction. Remember what Dad said. He went to the car and he smelled decomposition. When he got into the car, that doesn't just miraculously happen. You know, you can take a deceased person and put them in the car and you're not going to have a whiff of decomposition. It takes time for that to produce itself and present. That baby was in that car for a protracted period of time, traveling all about. All the while, she's living the party life.
You know, Dr. Bethany Marshall, when the trial occurred, we moved to Orlando for the duration of the trial, and I had the twins with me. Do you know how many times
I wish now I could have them at that age again to, you know, take care of them, to love them, to brush their hair, to take them to fun places to go. And I think about this child in a trash bag.
Nancy, Kaylee was only a pawn for Casey Anthony. Listen to what she says on this TikTok. She's going to be a legal advocate for her daughter. She's just using her daughter to manipulate the public to garner sympathy. You know why she was living with her parents, right? George and Cindy? She was living with them because she relegated the care of her daughter to the grandparents. And finally, Cindy Anthony goes and sees a therapist, and the therapist says to Cindy Anthony, you need to get your daughter to start taking care of the granddaughter. That is what precipitated all of this. Cindy came home and said to Kaylee, to Casey, you need to start taking care of Kaylee. Well, you know what happened then? Casey had only been using her daughter as a pawn with her own grandparents. So as you used to say, she could lie on the sofa, eat chips, go out with other people, you know, just live the high life. This little girl was only used by her mother. And anybody who begins to watch those TikTok videos is going to participate in that exploitation of a child.
Thank you, Dr. Bethany. I managed to get myself together. One of the cardinal rules of trying a case or analyzing a case is don't put yourself in the shoes of the victim. And I just did that, thinking about my own children at that tender age. I had them with me while I covered the Top Mom Casey Anthony trial and investigated it myself. But in the very latest Top Mom Casey Anthony's return to TikTok stardom for any idiot that wants to pay for it, listen.
For those of you who don't know, my name is Casey Anthony. My daughter is Kaylee Anthony. My parents are George and Cindy Anthony. This is not about them. This is not in response to anything that they have said or done. That's not to say that I'm not going to respond at some point to some of the things that they have said and done.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure she's going to attack her parents because once she rides her daughter's corpse to hell and back, then she'll have to find somebody else to attack. And that would be George and Cindy. That is from @CaseyAnthony_Substack. That's the new TikTok account. And speaking of George, he passed a poly. Top Mom can't say that. Listen.
I didn't know where she was at.
Correct. That's all I'm asking. So the question again, did you knowingly conceal Kaylee's whereabouts?
No.
From our friends at A&E. So the story went from, I don't know where Kaylee is, to, oh yeah, you know what? I was taking a nap with Kaylee and I woke up, she was gone. And I started looking for her. And the next thing I know, my dad showed up and she was lifeless, drenched in water. And I just went away and had sex with my boyfriend for 31 days. I thought everything would just be fine. Well, it went from that to George Anthony molested me and my daughter. And then he killed my daughter to cover up the molestation. But there's another theory as to why Top Mom hatched the molestation story. Listen.
Cindy Anthony claims in the new special on A&E, Casey Anthony's Parents, The Lie Detector Test, that the reason her daughter Casey Anthony accused her father of molestation is because she found out that her father, George Anthony, was the main witness to testify against her in front of the grand jury, besides the sheriff's department detective. When asked why he testified in front of the grand jury, George Anthony says he believed his daughter, Casey Anthony, belonged in jail.
What about that, defense attorney Troy Slayton, joining us out of L.A.? You gave me this big song and dance about the baby. But what about dragging your own father through the mud? He got up and testified and subjected himself to cross-examination on all of her lies about him molesting little Kaylee. She didn't. She sat there silent and watched her parents be destroyed on the stand. So it's okay with you that she drags them through the mud as well? Suddenly, when she's on trial for murder, she remembers that her dad sex molested her. Oh, yeah, she said her brother sex molested her too. That she was molested, and so was Kaylee. And the whole reason her father, a former cop, murdered Kaylee is because he was covering up molestation on a 2-year-old little girl? Is that okay with you that she drags down everybody around her and now she wants my money?
Do we only respect a jury verdict when the verdict comes out the way we want? I mean,
I'm asking you about George. I'm asking you about George. You've already gotten on your soapbox about a verdict that the jurors say they regret what that's worth. I'm asking you about George, dragging him through the mud.
Dragging him through the mud. This is the jury believed what she said. Obviously, the jury found that there was insufficient evidence.
That's not what they said.
Well,
they said they didn't understand cause of death. I'm asking you about her changing story and then dragging George through the mud.
This wasn't where six people thought one thing and six people thought another thing, or 11
people. You're not going to address what she did to her father.
Maybe it was true. We don't know whether or not it was true.
Hey, you better watch out, Troy Slayton, because there is something called oral slander, defamation. It'll be a cold day in HELL that I stand by and let somebody claim George molested anybody.
You're calling Casey Anthony.
Tell me it may be true.
Not guilty. She has been exonerated by our criminal justice system, and everybody here is branding her a murderer.
And now she's making money off her daughter's dead body and is threatening to drag George and Cindy to hell and back. Again, listen, can't you hear her, for Pete's sake?
For those of you who don't know, my name is Casey Anthony. My daughter is Kaylee Anthony. My parents are George and Cindy Anthony. This is not about them. This is not in response to anything that they have said or done. That's not to say that I'm not going to respond at some point to some of the things that they have said and done.
TikTok at Casey Anthony _ Substack. Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. Oh, my stars. I'm just as much of a victim as the rest of you. Speaking of all her lies on George, Rob Dick joining me, Casey Anthony's former bodyguard, now owner Renegade Investigations. Rob Dick, isn't it true that after she was brought home the first time, before she was charged with murder, George Anthony physically attacked her, pushed her up against the wall, demanding to know, where's Kaylee? Isn't that true?
100%. Yeah, it was obvious at that point. George had no idea. He wanted the answers. He knew that something had happened to his granddaughter, and he grabbed her. He wanted the answers. What happened to Kaylee?
And this was in front of you as well as Cindy, but at any time, did she say, Dad, you had her last? Remember when you got her out of the pool after you molested her? Did any of that happen, Rob Dick?
She never brought up those issues until trial.
Listen to more of Tot Mom in her new money-making venture.
As a proponent for the LGBTQ community, for our legal community, women's rights, I feel that it's important that I use this platform that was thrust upon me and now look at it as a blessing as opposed to the curse that it has been since 2008.
Translation, I'm broke and I need beer money. Quick question, Joe Scott Morgan, when is menopause? Just tell me, when is menopause?
It's variable, dependent upon the population and specific women. You begin to think about 40 to 50, that time frame generally.
So we're really not even close. She could still have a baby. That's the only news that could be worse right now. Tot Mom has her hand in my pocket and everybody else is making money off her child. By the way, that was from her TikTok account at CaseyAnthony_Substack. She could have another baby. It's possible.
Oh, absolutely.
Let's just all say a silent prayer that that doesn't happen. Okay, now more of Tot Mom in her money grab.
As a proponent for the LGBTQ community, for our legal community, women's rights, I feel that it's important that I use this platform that was thrust upon me and now look at it as a blessing as opposed to the curse that it has been since 2008.
A proponent for the LGBTQ community? What? Did they ask you to be their advocate? They have enough problems with people attacking them every day just because of who they are. Nothing more. With friends like this, who needs an enemy? I don't think they want you advocating for them, Tot Mom. What, like you advocated for your daughter or your mother or your father who you continue to take advantage of? That is from Tot Mom's TikTok account at @KaseyAnthony_Substack. There's more. Listen.
My goal is to continue to help give a voice to people, to give people tools and resources that they can utilize so they actually know where they can turn to.
Now, here is the woman who is asking for your money, talking about privacy. I've never seen anything like it since Harry and Meghan and their worldwide privacy tour. Listen.
I will explain in great detail why it's so important for people to protect their privacy. It's not just important to public figures. It's even more important to private individuals. And with the current climate in our country especially, it's that much more important.
The current climate. I'm pretty sure, Tot Mom, the current climate has always been anti-murdering your child. That's from the official TikTok account at @KaseyAnthony_Substack. Privacy. Let's see. How maintain your privacy? Possibly don't get in a bar fight.
So you just need an incident report.
Yeah. If you can send that to me, I can send it to you. That would be no problem.
I'll tell you why Tot Mom Casey Anthony didn't file a restraining order after that bar fight from our friends at Channel 6. Because nobody would believe that she was the victim. There's more. Maintain privacy. Don't get in a bar fight.
Again, I apologize. I said not emergency.
Along with her TikTok video, Casey Anthony announces her deal with Substack, a subscription-based service that allows writers and podcasters to release material directly to subscribers. Subscriptions to Anthony's Substack channel cost $10 a month or $100 annually, although she offers free subscriptions with limited content.
$100 for an annual subscription to Tot Mom, Casey Anthony's new TikTok. Take a look at Tot Mom's mother from our friends at A&E.
And to sit here and listen to her keep making different stories as it fits. I'm having a hard time. I'm having a panic attack. I'm sorry.
Dr. Bethany, why can't Cindy breathe right there?
Cindy is having a panic attack. Her heart rate is elevated. She's overwhelmed. She can't think because she is reminiscing about her granddaughter's death. She's having intrusive thoughts and memories. She's thinking about that little girl lying in a swamp. She's being interviewed. So when people have trauma and they begin to talk about the original event, it actually reactivates the trauma. It's as if they're in it. Nancy, you've heard of the term flashback. With people who have post-traumatic stress disorder, they have flashbacks. She is in a flashback, and George knows how to comfort her. You know, this could have torn this couple apart, but they have become more and more solid over time. Unlike their daughter, who's not bonded with the granddaughter, this couple is bonded with each other, and they care and love. They care for and love each other.
I just wonder what this new return where Tot Mom rears her ugly head. Most people would run for the hills as if they had seen a monster, but apparently there are nearly 3,000 subscribers as we go to air. But this isn't her first money grab by far. Listen.
In her ongoing effort to get a spotlight back on her face, Casey Anthony is pitching a reality TV show about her life. The proposal submitted on her behalf would provide an intimate window into the daily life of one of the most controversial women in America. The proposal says in each episode, Casey will go about her day working, socializing, socializing, dating. She will share her thoughts and opinions and will give an intimate look into her world. One Hollywood executive who passed on the pitch says he hopes someone has the guts to pick it up. He wants to watch it.
A reality show. In each episode, Top Mom goes about her day working, socializing, and dating. To Shannon Butler joining me, WFTV Channel 9, I can only imagine what this is doing to George and Cindy Anthony, the reemergence of Tot Mom. She says she will address her parents. She just released a statement threatening people if they slander her or defame her. I can only imagine what she's going to say about them.
You know, we still see them from time to time. You know, they still live here. They still have their home. And I think what people maybe forget about what happened to George and Cindy, it wasn't just what happened during that, but there were long-lasting effects here. I mean, their house was in foreclosure. They had a hard time, you know, getting jobs. He was in a horrible, horrible car accident a few years ago. A lot has happened to them, and it is difficult even now when you see them, you know, at the grocery store or at a restaurant, to imagine what these folks are going through. And I think for them, they're always bracing for the next thing. I don't think that many people are surprised that she has now reemerged. I think that was always going to be the plan down the road. But I think that they prepare themselves for whatever is going to come next, because for them, it just seems to never, ever end.
Let me remind everyone, as Troy Slayton has done so, Tot Mom Casey Anthony was acquitted of murder. Of course, the jurors now say they regret that and they were wrong, but so what? She was acquitted. But every time that you subscribe or download her gibberish and lies, you're putting another dollar in her pocket. You, as much as that jury has been shamed and ostracized, you're voting not guilty every time you give Tot Mom one red penny. Now we remember an American hero, police officer Scott Fitzgerald, South Jacksonville PD, Illinois. Passed away in the line of duty, survived by wife Danielle, children Colton, Finley. American hero, Officer Scott Fitzgerald. Nancy Grace signing off. Goodbye, friend.